close to 40 years ago.
Now, that disease that made you turn yellow, that was...
Yellow jaundice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did kids ever get anything when you were young, kind of a disease that made them grow?
Diphtheria?
Yeah.
Yeah. One girl down here, when she was a kid, she got diphtheria, and they figured she got it from playing with an old cat. And the doctor had to split her and insert a tube in there to keep her from choking to death. See, it swells your throat until it shuts the air and all off.
And now, when you that disease, you got a pain, you know, down here.
Appendicitis.
Yeah. Now, long days ago, before people used to die with that, didn't they?
I guess they did, because they didn't know what it was.
What'd they call it when they didn't know what it was back then?
I don't know.
The pain.
It was just pain.
Cramp, colic, or?
If that appendix ruptures back into to your stomach, you get over it. If it ruptures outside, you die. You know, on the outside of your stomach.
Yeah.
Now, it can, after it gets bad, rupture back through that channel into your stomach and drain out. But if it ruptures out of your stomach,
that's a big chance.
Yeah, you don't know where it's going to go.
That's a chance.
Yeah.
Got
to
leave up to the Lord.
So it's better to if you get it, to get rid of that thing.
Yeah. Now, that disease of the joints, that's
rheumatism, I guess.
Yeah.
Some people call it arthritis.
Yeah. When a man was shot and didn't recover, or a man, you say he did what?
He died.
Did any other terms folks ever say anything else like that?
No, I don't believe.
Kind of a veiled way of saying it, maybe.
Just got killed, or
she's been living alone ever since her husband
died or got killed.
Okay. Folks ever have any crude ways of saying it? You know, like I'm glad that old skin fence finally kicked.
Well, I don't know. I guess so. There was some that had some crude remarks, but I don't know. These crude remarks about something like that ought to be left off.
Okay. Yeah, now you might say he's been dead a week. Nobody figured out what he died, what he was.
We don't get you.
In the old days, you know, folks say, like say he's been dead a week, nobody figured out what he
could do or did do or what he died with.
Yeah. Now they laid him away in the
casket or cemetery?
Yeah, is that where okay. Now, if it's talking about cemeteries, any other names or places for
graveyard.
Yeah. Different types for say, what about one very small on a farm or something like that? Do folks ever have their own private cemetery?
A little bit, not a whole lot. Most, I believe there's about two or three graves somewhere on Bundick's Creek up here where someone was buried. And there's a black cemetery down this way that's got, I don't know just how many, but there's several in there that's out in a man's field now. Of course, there's a little fence around it. And the Jayhawkers come in one time and...